So talk to me a little bit about setting yourself up for a positive day. Like, how does a positive day happen? How do you structure that?
So I believe that the most important thing to go out and do what you want is energy. So if you look at yourself as a race car, you need fuel, you need fresh tires, you need that race car to be in good shape, right? You need the engine to be great, you need all of the mechanisms to be great. And if we look at the human body, what can make you a race car? So for me, it's a couple of things. I like, first of all, being well rested. Everybody's talking now about waking up at 5 a.m. or all of those things. It's great if you slept enough. And only you can answer what's enough. It ranges from 5 to 8, 9 hours. But find what makes you well rested and full of energy. And when you're well rested, what I personally do is that I work out. I start my day with a workout because it gives me energy. Working out gets my blood going, my sweat going, gives me a lot of energy, it makes me hungry, and it gives me that drive to go out in the world. I finish my workout with a short meditation just to start visualizing what I want to do today. What's important to me? And then I do my gratitude practice. I read a little bit. I write down a couple of affirmations that I say and then write down. It's those kind of things that I do to have my day start positive. And I mean, this is no secret. Most of the successful people do some type of this routine, where you wake up pretty early, so you go to bed pretty early, and then you take time for yourself, no cell phone, no answering calls, you work out, you meditate, you write, you read, and then you get going. It's like the book, Slight Edge, easy to do, easy not to do. Like, all of this is out there, we don't have to invent it again, but the question is, it's the mindset that actually gonna answer, are you going to do it? And the only way that you're going to do it is that you put, if you put risk on the table. So I know if you're too comfortable in everything in your life, you're not gonna do it. Why did I wake up early to work out when I wanted to be a champion? Because I wanted to be a champion. If I would have been a champion 5 times, maybe I wouldn't have done that because it's not that much at stake, you know? But when it's big risk, or when you take those risks, it's more intriguing for you to do those things.
Right.